You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Originals After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Originals After Show.
I put a spell on you.
And oh, now you get the wings too.
You can't stop things I do.
Happy Halloween, everybody. I just had to play this because this is my favorite Halloween movie.
It's everybody's favorite Halloween movie.
It is.
I like Halloween Town. That's my favorite.
Oh,
Halloween
that's a good one.
Movie. Really?
Good one too, but Hocus Pocus the all the way.
It was, I mean, that was a great.
And they're not replaying it anymore, so I don't know what's going on with that, but the last 2 years I've tried to search it.
It's on sale at Target, actually. You can get Halloween 1 and 2.
I just wanted,
that is true.
I just wanted...
Phil apparently made a purchase recently.
While our producer Marissa Serafini did.
And while I'm there buying it, I feel like there's another movie I could buy.
What one?
Adventures of Serial Buddies. You heard
oh,
of it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just rented that at Blockbuster. It's on the shelves now.
That would actually... Wait, Blockbuster still
yeah,
there? Yeah, there's a few scattered around. Right. You just gotta look hard for them.
There's a Blockbuster in Sherman Oaks on Riverside.
Well, that's the perfect movie to watch for Halloween.
Exactly.
Oh,
get
yeah.
a little comedy in for it. Yeah.
A little laugh.
Yeah. But yeah, Halloween's here. Hocus Pocus in the Originals was pretty original tonight. We got a lot of witchcraft tonight. Mm-hmm. I was enjoying it. It is your boy DJ Jesse Janity here for the original Sinners and Saints, joined in studio with the lovely Kristen Snyder.
Hello.
Paige Sullivan.
Hi.
And Roxy Stryer.
Happy Halloween.
I mean, what did you guys think of this episode? I know we talked to Danielle, who plays Sophie on the show earlier this week. And she kind of hinted that this was going to be a big episode for her, and it sure, I mean, we got some twists and turns, and I feel completed a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like I get where we're going.
The big
this.
Picture is definitely there now because, you know, it was vampires versus witches, and now we see why that is. Mm-hmm. Before, we just thought Marcel was a power freak, basically, and now there's more to it than we're...
Are you guys kind of liking Marcel a little more after this episode? Maybe he's not that bad of a guy?
You know, I've always liked Marcel, and that is a problem because I love Klaus. So I don't really know. I'm not that I'm not Team Klaus, but I'm not Team Marcel, if you know what I mean. And I really like that we're getting this backstory. We knew nothing about Sophie before this. Mm-hmm. Now we know a lot about her and about Davina, which is really huge. So tonight's episode... First of all, reading the blogs and everything, people loved it, and I was one of those people. And second of all, yes, we had been clear the whole season. We knew that we were at war, we knew who was fighting, but we never knew why. So like you're saying, I like that we're getting backstory answers and the why part is being talked about.
I feel like everything we thought we knew kind of got turned upside down, and the people we were kind of rooting for or against were switched this episode. Yeah. It was a lot more plot than it was character development. And also, I think that Davina is, like, the key piece here, that we finally get her backstory. And before, I just thought she was, like, this crazy little girl, and I didn't really like her at all. But now I feel like all the weight is bearing down on her shoulders because she's this...
She's the little, key.
She's the key to all of it. And I actually feel really sorry for her because although, you know, she thinks, you know, she has to die, it's like... You point that at any of us, like, you feel like, okay, it's not that big of a deal because she's going to come back.
But is she going to come back?
We still don't fully know.
Right, and then there's the whole other level of her best friend now being dead, so it's like, in order for her to bring back her best friend, she has to die. Mm-hmm. The whole added stress of that. And, you know, obviously, not obviously, you could believe that there are such things as vampires and witches, that's fine, but I was going to say, obviously in my mind, in the real world, there aren't, but still, you look at this girl, and
wait a minute, you've never watched Ricky Lake in the 90s, when she's had vampires on the show?
That is a very good point, very good point. But what I was going to say is that, you think about what you were like as a 16-year-old, mm-hmm. and then think about all this pressure. I mean, I was a little snotty 16-year-old selfish brat, so then to on top of that, have all of this going on, it seems really unfair. And like you're saying, I felt for her tonight.
And mm-hmm. I'm glad we got the answer as to why she has so much power, because we were wondering, what is Davina? Is mm-hmm. she a witch? Is she something more than a witch? So now we just know that she is the power of many witches, mm-hmm. and she is the key to everything.
So let's kind of talk about the backstory. So we find out this thing called the Harvest. And we
love it.
We go back in time. There's the harvest, and then there's the reaping. Mm-hmm. And so basically it was kind of like a old witch tale. People really didn't know if it was true or not. Every 300 years, right?
Three centuries.
Every 300 years, they have to do this harvest thing in which they take four girls?
They pick four of the girls.
They pick four out of, like, I don't know, 16, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many
it was. Well, if there was eight sitting there.
Okay, so
eight. But there may have been more. They may have weeded it down. We don't know.
Yeah, because at the end, when it was the four, she said the four of us didn't know that this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. I wonder what the qualifications for being one of the four of them was.
Yeah, why did they get picked? Because they pricked their hands, and then they put that stuff on their forehead. It looked like, you know,
yeah.
What's that day?
Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then they just picked from that. They just picked four girls.
Right.
And they felt like they were the chosen ones. Like, we are doing such amazing things for
right.
our coven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When in reality, they had absolutely no idea what was coming at them.
Yeah, slicing a bit of your hand and cutting your throat is a huge difference.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, had they been told that they would have gone along
no.
with it?
That is 16.
Hey, we're going to slit your throat, okay?
I mean,
all for the good. You're going to come back.
There's a way to spin it. Yeah. I agree with you. I feel like there was miscommunication, and the second you say something wrong that someone didn't know, that's when they're gonna pull out of everything
and panic.
Well, yeah. They said, we're gonna put you to sleep, the knife's gonna put you to sleep, like,
no, but I mean, would the parents, like the mothers, we see Jane Anne putting her daughter in this situation, and you can tell the love she has for her daughter. Is she doing this because she's naive and she doesn't realize what's happening, or does she truly believe that this harvest is going to work?
I think it's like faith.
Girls
like,
seem pretty damn sure that the harvest was going to work. I mean, when she's talking to Sophie later on and she's saying, why couldn't you have trusted me? Why couldn't you believe me? Why would I put my own daughter in harm's way? I don't think she just didn't love her daughter. I think that she is 100% sure that her daughter is coming.
She knows the balance.
But do they have proof that the harvest works? I mean, how did they know? It's a tale that
they've been told. Weren't given the proof. So we don't know if her sister actually does know that it does work.
If it only happens every 300 years, and how could you possibly know? You know, there's not – I mean, documentation isn't proof.
No,
it's
but I mean, from Vampire Diaries, we've seen that Bonnie can communicate with her elder spirit. So you never know what.
That's true.
Like, would there be a way to draw from the ancestors, like in the graveyard, in the cemetery? Could they have a way to get just a yes or a no? Like, is this something?
That's a good point. But I think that probably what it is. I think it's a lot like religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people
mm-hmm.
who look at the Bible and they are 100% certain that that is fact and that there is a God mm-hmm. and that's what it is. I think that being a witch and knowing these stories, it's not a story. It's what happened.
And it probably is a little more believable for them versus us watching it. Because in their world, vampires, magic, and making things float does work.
Right.
So, you know, I liked this episode because I liked that we were getting the same story from everybody. It was like Elijah and Davina, and they were telling the story. Then we got Sophie telling the story. Then we got Klaus and Marcel telling the story, and kind of putting all of the pieces together. Mm-hmm.
They kind of all agreed, though, too. That was the funny part about it, is it wasn't like huge differences. Like, someone was like, this is the way it happened, and no, this is actually the way it happened. Like, it seemed to happen as we were all told, which I'm glad, because we would have been confused.
Right.
And so if the reaping doesn't happen, all of the witches lose power? Like, is that all the witches in the world, or just the witches in the coven?
I think that their coven will lose it, because they draw their power from their ancestors, and it's only their coven that does that. Because think about Bonnie's coven. She's just been roaming freely, and there's other witches all around.
Can you define coven?
Coven.
Like, is that just your group of witches?
Yeah.
That's what, it's just like your group.
It's your family.
It's your family. You have your what's it called, the book that a lot of them have, the grimoire that they...
Okay.
So I feel like there's many different covens around the world, and they all do different things. They draw from their ancestors. Other people just draw from the earth or things like that. So I feel like because this is their coven, that's why they believe so strongly. But it's so strange to see somebody like Sophie Devereaux so against it. And I know she was a rebel and she wasn't a part of it, but she did grow up there.
Okay, I'm going to give a Buffy reference right now. Oh, it's Lord. Interesting.
The Buffy.
No,
the
but,
Buffy?
But it's interesting because... No, writing-wise, one thing I... clearly say about Buffy is that they give you the story of vampires versus monsters and versus the humans, but deeper it talks about things that happen in today's society, and this kind of is the exact same thing. I mean, I remember going through the struggle with religion with my parents, the things they believe. I'm kind of like, I get parts of it, but that's totally wrong. You're going against actual moral beliefs. And I like that we got this, and, you know, it showed Sophie, like, hey, you know, I'm young, and I'm looking at it from a different way. Like, why do these girls have to die?
But it's crazy that there are sometimes, like, when you look at this situation before we get the end results, we were all on the same page as Sophie. We're like, how could you kill these innocent girls? But when you realize what actually happens and that they do come back to life, supposedly, then... how can you judge the parents or anybody?
But how can you gamble that?
But also,
that's also true. That's also true.
And also, we know that the power was transferred from girl to girl to girl. We know that for a fact. So it seems as though the harvest was working. But in the end result could have been that that power was transferred to the coven and the girls don't come back.
It's like a sacrifice.
That's what it seems. A harvest? When you harvest, you like pull things.
And who was it that said, you know, I mean, it seemed like the harvest was working, but who knows if it was the harvest or if it was something else.
Right.
Who said that? Was that Davina?
Yeah.
It may have been Davina, yeah.
What I can't believe is that this all is so recent. It's been within the last eight months.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that was shot. When we have our first flashback to Sophie, she's on the bar, whatever, and it's like 8 months earlier, I was blown away.
But it also helps us out to our Cammy situation when we were trying to figure out about her brother.
Right.
And when that kind of happened and why there was still blood on the church floor.
I mean, 8 months still. I'm sure you could have had somebody clean it up. But
seeing the priest is always walking
and
around there.
We figure she's related to him. That's her uncle, which I think is a huge part of it.
Right.
And we also learn more about why her brother did what he did.
How interesting that the witch's uncle is the priest.
Or not the witch's. Cammy's uncle is the priest.
The twin.
Cammy, yeah. Sean, the boy who committed the mass murder, their uncle is the priest.
Okay, I got confused at the end when the priest said, stay away from her. I don't know why I was thinking in reference to Davina. He was
Sophie.
Irritated that he was working with... No, Davina.
Oh, Davina. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then we get, we see the ritual kind of come into play, and it's being transferred, and the final girl... and then Marcel comes and stops everything. Now, rewind to Marcel's section of the story. We see that Marcel is kind of the last hope with the uncle, the priest. And that's where we see Stephen, right? Cammy's brother?
Sean.
Excuse me. We see Sean, the poor little altar boy. The witches are kind of talking to the priest, and the priest doesn't really agree with this whole...
Harvest
thing. I just loved all the angles of the community voicing their opinion on this sort of religion type factor.
It seems like he is a person of power, though, there, for sure. Because, you know, Marcel comes to him. The witches come to him. He is a person that matters in New Orleans.
Right.
And I don't really know what he has over them.
Well, he says he has the human.
But how does he have the humans? I mean... I get he's the human in the triangle, but where does his power lie?
I mean, he's a preacher, so I would think that...
Like, in his church, I guess.
Yeah, but I would think that the humans are probably the ones that are in the audience.
But no, I understand that, but I just mean, in the scheme of things, where do the vampires...
The vampires
can just take
them.
Out all the humans.
It's not the fact that we don't believe that he has the voice of the humans. It's that, what does it matter?
Yeah. Why is Marcel so like, okay, maybe I'll leave her alone?
That's what it feels like. It feels
I mean, they're keeping a secret. I mean, he could make it this big deal and put it in the papers and the cops and everything like that.
Oh, that's true. He did, actually, he did say he holds the secret. That they are trying to keep it under wraps and...
I
do think that there's something bigger, though.
Yeah, I think there just has to be something more because the secret, they can easily get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very simple to... Granted, they don't want people onto the fact that there's something supernatural in their town, but there is a way to either Klaus compel him or somebody could do something.
How did you guys feel? So we get that church scene and we see one of the witches kind of touch Sean.
Was her name Sabina?
I think it's... She was one of the other witches, the not so.
Yeah, I don't think Sabina was the one that did.
No, it was the older one who did it.
Yeah, her name was.
Was it? I feel like it began with an A. I want to say like Agnes or something.
Agnes,
like.
That's exactly what it was.
She kind of put a hex on. Well, she put a hex on Sean, and it kind of over time made him think he was going crazy
because
and
she was pissed about the father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and also I think it was a distraction from the harvest. As long as that's what was happening in the church, then he didn't have time to deal with what they were doing.
Right.
So where do you kind of see that? We see Klaus kind of aha moment. Where do you kind of see that going with Cammy, or what do you think Klaus's mind was at when he heard that part of the story?
I think he feels for...
I think he's going to get revenge for her. I mean, he said that he would, and now that he knows who's responsible, he will hold that in his hands. I mean, I think he will definitely keep his promise. He's like, the one person he's humanized with is kind of Cammy, is when we see his human qualities come out. So I think that he's definitely... Do you guys feel like there's passion between them or like a thing?
I think there's a thing.
Yeah. I do, but what I was going to say is Klaus likes to fight and he always wants there to be a battle. So I think that just because, yes, he is humanized with her and yes, I think he does care for her. But more so than that, I just think that he is always looking to fight somebody's battle. Usually it's his own, but, you know, he doesn't mind going to battle or going to war. So I think he's like, all right, I'll do this. You know, like, there's some people at the bar that fight all the time, and it's just unnecessary. They just like to fight, you know? They'll join your team just because you're fighting, not because they believe in what you're fighting for. I happen to think he does have motives here to fight for her, but I think that he would fight just to fight.
I think it's the motive, though. I think it's the guilt of that he compelled her when she sat there and looked him in the face and was like, I will do anything you need me to do to find out who did this to my brother.
I don't know if it's guilt, but I do think that he does care about her, so he's going to help.
Here's my question, though. Which one of them, because it's so hard to keep track when they're telling the story, because Klaus is hearing it from Marcel and Sophie's telling it to the girls. Did we have Sophie say that the witches put that spell on Sean? Was that Sophie who said that, or was it Marcel?
Marcel.
It was Marcel, but how did Marcel know when he wasn't there?
I don't know how he knew
See,
that.
See, I don't know if I'm just confused.
But
or
it
if,
was because, remember, Klaus answered to him and said, oh, yeah, I've heard that story before.
The twin.
And there's a twin. And
right.
He pretended he didn't know. And Marcel doesn't even know that that's, I'm assuming.
That was Klaus testing Marcel to see how much Marcel knew.
Knew about,
Right, and to see if he knew who Cammy was.
And then the whole damn flip of the story is Sophie's been sleeping with Marcel.
Or, I don't think anymore, but
not it
I want to know where in the 8 months that they were sleeping together, where now they don't communicate with each other. Or...
I think we're going to learn that because it couldn't have been instantaneous. It couldn't have happened just that night when he took Davina.
Well, right. I think it kind of was.
Oh, because her niece was killed.
He didn't get there in time to save her niece.
But she also told him
so
not to
So do you
come.
Think Marcel kind of has a guilt over that?
What do you mean, feels bad that he didn't
I don't know.
Get there
I just The thing with Marcel and Klaus, I see this... Ever since Marcel made that comment about, he says, you know, I don't want to do, no one can put harm on children, no matter if it's a witch or whatever, no harm towards them. I mean, I see guilt within these two guys who are savage-like, you know? So do you think it's kind of that?
I mean, they're fighting two different battles. That's the problem. They're on opposite sides because right now what Sophie wants is for Davina to die, and what Marcel wants is to protect Davina. So I'm sure that would cause a rift in a relationship.
And he wants to protect Davina because he doesn't want her to die, but he also doesn't want her power to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, yes, they're on two opposite sides, but Marcel's got more reasons than one, whereas Sophie has the one where she wants to bring her niece back.
Right. And knowing that Davina will come back,
She wholeheartedly thinks that, yes.
And we have the whole thing how Klaus rescued Marcel when he was younger and being abused as a child. And so I feel like Marcel feels like he needs to return that favor to the universe, sort of. And he did that with rescuing Davina and taking her under his wing. So I feel like it's more so. He even mentions that he feels like it's her, his kindred spirit.
Yeah.
She is. So
and she
like,
called them family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I feel like he feels that they're sort of linked as one, and, you know, if he lets go of her, that's definitely, like, his power dwindling as well. I mean, it definitely benefits him to have her on his side.
Well, they all have so many sides to them.
Right.
It's
very
gray. Yeah, it's very hard to know exactly what their true motives are, because they seem to love some people and be heartless on other occasions, and struggle for power. So what is going to be the thing that overcomes them all?
What did you guys get from Sophie's reaction when Marcel came and grabbed Davina? If you kind of saw when she looked up at him, it was just kind of like a... Did you feel like it was a betrayal she felt? Or I felt like there was a moment there.
I don't think it was betrayal. I think she was happy he came to try and help. And I don't think at that time any of them knew, or she probably didn't know right in that moment, how much power Davina had. And I'm also confused, because when she gets upset, she has all of this power and all these things that happen that she can't control. But in that instance, she is fighting for her life. And it doesn't seem like any supernatural things are happening.
Oh, well, it just was being transferred to her.
So
was it, the power of strength was there.
Yeah. Well, so if that is the case, then Sophie doesn't mind that Marcel has taken her, because she doesn't even believe in it.
Right.
True.
Right.
Okay.
I think she was just shocked right there.
Yeah, I mean, she just watched her niece die. I think that's what she was thinking about.
So what was for you guys, the biggest kind of plug-in for the story out of the backstory? Like, what part really was your kind of the key to our New Orleans?
The harvest, I feel like, in general, just everything that went down with that is the key to everything. You know, because of the harvest, Sean killed those people. Because of the harvest, Sophie's in the position she's in.
And did they tell us when the harvest has to be done by? Do we know?
She
said a moon or something like that, but did they actually say how long? No.
I don't think
till the end of the season. if I had to guess.
I thought one of the biggest parts, the thing that stands out to me, it's not a moment, but it's a feeling, is that even though I like Sophie's character, we can't trust her because she's working for something on a completely different team than anybody else. And, for example, anything she says about the baby, she's like, I don't know if that's real. I don't know what she's saying, whether she believes what she's saying or whether she's trying to convince people to do something one way or
another.
But
I feel like she's kind of tied, because with the baby, she's linked to Haley. Anything that happens to her happens to her. So technically she doesn't want anything bad to happen to Haley.
Right, absolutely. But at the same time, I'm just saying.
And Haley doesn't really have anything to do with the...
Well, it would kill all the witches.
The baby?
The theory is that the baby would kill all
the
witches. Yeah, yeah. It seems like Sophie's damned if she does and damned if she doesn't, because either they kill Haley and then Sophie dies, or they don't kill Haley, the baby's born, and then Sophie dies.
So this baby, though, is it its power that could potentially kill all of the witches, or the baby itself is just going to run rampant and kill everybody?
It wasn't clear.
Just, with this child being born, this is what
I think happen. It's the form. I don't think they're thinking, like, killer baby.
No. But it's like the power the baby has.
See, I think it's more like, I think it's something that will happen over time, where this baby coming into this power position, the originals are here. The way that things will go, it will diminish the witch.
So it's more this baby brings a situation upon them.
That's what I'm assuming.
What I think so,
because it seems like, you know, at the end of this episode, we had Davina kind of fake her thing, which, you know, it just makes it all seem so much more complicated. Like, I feel like nobody really knows what's happening.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to, now we're starting to get why everybody's doing everything, so their motives are becoming more clear. And we know that, but nobody else seems to know what the next person's motive is.
Right.
So, you know, that's why Davina doesn't just say to Marcel, I'm not going with you. Mm-hmm. She has to still pretend that she's on Team Marcel, even though she's on Team Elijah. And who knows if Team Elijah is the same as Team Klaus, because who knows if they're ever on the same page. And,
right.
And there's you know what I mean? So it's like,
she's kind of figuring it out. I think she wants to keep both people on good terms. You know, I think she does still care for Marcel, and she doesn't want to fully stab him in the back.
Right.
But at the same time, you know,
she's
if I can learn how to control
what I am.
Yeah. This, which almost to me, I feel like she looks at it like a sickness.
Yeah. And here's, but why does she, understanding kind of the situation, understanding where the witches were coming from, and I mean, I'm assuming her mother was one of the people, you know.
Whose mother?
Davina's mother was one of the ones, you know, going through with the harvest. Mm-hmm. She has so much hatred towards them and wants to stop them. Whereas maybe over time when it's not so fresh, she would have thought, you know, if this is real, you know, I'm essentially hurting all of them. My right. family, the people who raised me, the people who grew me to be who I am.
And my best friend.
And my best friend. So it seems strange to me that her one thing is to learn now how to survive and carry this power instead of learning the facts, figuring it out.
Talking to outside.
How do you learn the facts?
I think maybe a neutral witch, or kind of maybe these books.
Yeah,
really,
that she's
what you
gonna
need
get is going to tell that story.
What you need are vampires that have been around long enough that they've seen a harvest.
That's what drives me crazy, yes. Because it's like, but I guess with the originals, the kids didn't really know their mother that well or know her magic that well.
But also, is the harvest something that is only for New Orleans? Because we've never heard of it before. Bonnie's never heard of it. I mean, from
but
what
Bonnie
we know,
doesn't really have a coven.
She doesn't, right, but so if she doesn't have a coven, how come her power is not just gone? In order for this coven to stay and to renew their power every 300 years, they have to do this. And they also have to perform in a cemetery. So I feel like this is specific to them. Mm-hmm. So unless there were vampires in New Orleans who are still there and still know what happened 300 years ago, we're not going to get an answer.
I think it's the book.
I felt like it was broader because would Klaus and everybody else really care about the witches that are just in New Orleans losing their power? I felt like it seemed more grandiose to that, like all witches would lose their power, but I don't know about that.
No, I think it's the coven because
so it's just that coven.
Yeah, I think it's something either mm-hmm. every coven has to kind of keep up, or maybe there's different witches who, you know, maybe Bonnie's magic doesn't come from her ancestors. Maybe
that's a good point.
Bonnie seems to, her power seems to more come from the earth, and then when she gets involved with ancestors and stuff like that, it seems like it's too much for
her.
But
she also gets in trouble for calling the ancestors right. into it, so it is a very different thing. Whereas they feed off of their ancestors, and their ancestors seem to be willingly letting them use their power. With Bonnie, it was a struggle every time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't always a good thing.
So and Bonnie also just needs to kill some 16-year-olds, and then they would.
When we talk about Bonnie, just for you guys who aren't Vampire Diaries fans, she's a witch on the Vampire Diaries.
I think it's so hard not to compare because they are shows from each other. So she's the only other witch I have to compare to.
Yeah, and but also right, the difference between Bonnie and these witches seem a little more voodoo.
Well, some of them do.
What's that mean?
Like voodoo witches. Like to bring up another show, you know, we get American Horror Story. You have the real witches who are Wiccans and practice certain
things.
They have
certain powers that are just within them.
Yeah.
And then you have Precious who sticks her hand in the boiling oil and somebody else is burning.
Right. Or Angela Bassett, who is a voodoo where she has to use things to create spells. And if you notice, if we bring it back to tonight's episode with the originals, the woman put a hex. Hex usually is, you know, a language that's used with voodoo versus a spell, which would be kind of more witchcraft.
I don't know. I feel like these New Orleans witches, they do a lot of potions and stuff. So
I think there may be just different people who practice different things within the coven. But also, some of the women we saw in New Orleans, we didn't see any of them at the harvest. You know, the ones who seemed to practice the voodoo, the one who owned the shop and all them. I don't think and the ones who tried to kill Haley, we didn't really see them at the harvest. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it seems like they were going to benefit from it.
Right.
So I don't know if there's two separate practicing covens or...
It seems that there are.
What we heard from our interview on Tuesday, what we heard was that there is going to be
a bigger
power that's coming through. Now, maybe this is... That's not the baby. So maybe this is a different kind of witch. Maybe this
I'm
is...
I'm wondering if it's
I mean,
the
I don't
priest.
Know. Daniela didn't
Ooh,
say that it...
That'd be interesting.
But she said that we haven't seen it yet. So I don't think... Daniela said that there was a different power coming through. It wasn't the baby. We haven't been introduced to it yet, and it wasn't a traveler. So that's what we know so far. So I'm thinking maybe a different kind of witch. Maybe we're going to start to
understand. And we're also
going to
get a crossover. So I wonder who it's going to be. Maybe it's going to be Bonnie or some...
Maybe the crossover is the power.
Maybe.
Through.
But we haven't really seen
like a doppelganger.
Big power. Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Please
no doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers for the original.
I love the doppelgangers, guys. No.
Can I just say, I really like... I really like what Davina kind of represents, taking it back to something in our society, in our real life, someone who has gotten all this power and has to be kept from society to be protected. I feel like that's a lot of different famous people and mm-hmm. powerful people, and at the end of the day, she just wants to get rid of it all yeah. and go back to living a normal life. So it was kind of interesting to see that as, you know, something we could relate
she
back to.
She looks at her
society.
Gift as a curse.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about Elijah and his connection with Davina.
Oh,
well, Davina. Well, we'll get into that in a second.
I like it. I feel like she needs a true ally mm-hmm. who... I don't think he's going
to
use her.
Is Elijah a true ally?
I don't think he's going to use her, because what does he get out of Davina? What does he get from her? He doesn't want the power in New Orleans. What he wants right now is Haley, it seems like, and this baby. So by helping her and giving her the spells, the grimoire, what does he get?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's more what's not going to happen, which is she's not going to be on Team Marcel mm-hmm. or Klaus.
She's not going to get in the way.
But in a sense, that keeps everybody from war. So I feel like, if anything, he is an ally. He's saving mm-hmm. every person in this.
He's not putting her in harm's way. That's
right.
Is that
he's giving her what she wants.
Yeah.
Basically. Well, okay, so let's move into the Haley situation.
I mean, before that, look at that one
promise?
Look with Rebecca when he walks in. It looked like she was going to jump his bones.
No, they just
she
love
was excited.
Each other.
Guys.
No, Elijah looked like he was going to pounce on Haley. Like,
yeah,
I was not expecting that slap.
I don't know. What
was the promise?
That he would protect her.
Yeah, no
that he wouldn't
what.
Leave her and he would protect her. But he, you know, was stabbed protecting her against Klaus. So there's nothing he really could have done.
I wanted a make-out session.
I don't. She's carrying his brother's
baby.
There needs to be another time for it. Like, the baby needs to happen first, and then I think they can be together. But Elijah knows that his brother, Klaus, does not care about Haley whatsoever.
But
he cares about the baby.
How many and months? That's going to cause a huge thing
How
between him and Elijah.
How many months into his pregnancy are we?
I don't think very many.
Yeah, I don't think
she's
that.
Got a bump.
I don't think she's not. It's a 9-month situation.
I think it's like a Twilight situation, yeah. like where it just kind of happened.
All right. So
whenever
Julie
Pluck feels like having it come out,
I think it's creepy though that Elijah's so into Haley, and I think it's going to be a big power struggle once this baby's born. Because if he does end up with Haley and they have this bond, he's going to want to parent this child. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's not his child; it's Klaus's.
Uncle stepdad Elijah.
Uncle stepdad.
Awkward. Yeah. Well, where do you guys see that kind of leading to?
I hope nowhere. I don't like it.
Where did it start? That's what I want to know. We never really got I feel like there's a missing piece.
The summertime is the missing piece. You know, the summer, where we didn't see them.
I think Elijah has always wanted to be a father, and that's not something he could do in his position. And so now that he has the opportunity to be, I feel like that he is going to take it.
I think he's going to be satisfied being an uncle.
And do you think he's going to be satisfied not dating Haley?
No, I think he wants Haley. That doesn't really bother me. I'm not sure why, because when
because
I say
they're vampire
when I say it out loud, it sounds a little incestual and kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But while I watch the screen, it works.
Yeah. I see the connection there, but is it on his end or hers as well? She seems to have a bond with him because she knew he was protecting her, and he was a powerful figure in her life, and he could protect her. Is that all he is to her? You know, like a big brother, or is he someone she's interested in?
Like, she read all those diaries about
him. I think that's
where
she kind of fell for him, but is he doing like a mind thing where he could kind of communicate with her or see that she had this feeling towards her? Is the fact that she read all his diaries, can he sense that and he's just drawn to her?
I don't know.
Well, all right, what about Rebecca and Marcel? They keep giving us these moments with these two, and obviously it's going to lead up to something with this secret that happened.
Yeah. Between the two of them.
Now we don't know. I thought that we knew everything about their past, but there is something there that we don't know. And more importantly, it's something that Rebecca specifically really doesn't want. I'm guessing Klaus to find out about.
Yeah.
So what could that be? I mean, they've already hooked up and everybody knows.
I feel like it probably, maybe she's seen Marcel before, Klaus knew he was still alive. Because they all thought he was, she said she thought he was dead as well. I was going to say maybe she went to New Orleans at one point and saw Marcel before Klaus knew what was happening down there.
She can't be, have a child, right?
I don't think she can have a baby. So. No.
Yeah, because
no,
I thought
she
maybe
always
like
wanted
some
the cure
sort of
so that she could have a family. And so I think that's part of being a vampire is you can't, which is why I think Elijah wants this baby. Because he can't.
I don't know.
All right. Well, before we head into predictions, is there anything else you guys, you know, hit you or you kind of want to go over? And think we're pretty
much- real quick, I really liked how Rebecca told Haley that she wasn't alone. You know, she's like, I don't ruin good boots.
Yeah. That was great.
For anybody.
We're loving their relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that there's a genuine friendship happening, whereas everyone else was just family or enemies. Mm-hmm. And now we have a bond.
Well, I like that we're seeing that this child is changing everybody because it's changing Rebecca too.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So it is changing everybody, and where do you guys kind of see it leading to, you know, I mean, we've talked about last week where we kind of said maybe Marcel and Klaus are going to have to work together, but I'm kind of wondering if Marcel is actually going to work with Elijah, Rebecca, and Haley, and Klaus is going to feel outcasted again and fight for the baby and kind of be against his siblings again, because we always get that ongoing battle between the siblings.
From what Daniela told us, because of this force that's coming, I don't think any of these characters are fighting each other. It sounded to me like they're all joining together and fighting whatever is on its way. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see, yes, we're going to see Marcel working with them, but I don't think Klaus is on the outs. I think that they're all going to have to join together.
And I feel like the show is called The Originals for a reason, whereas maybe those of us who are familiar with them on The Vampire Diaries, it was a struggle for them to be a family, but as you mentioned, this baby is changing things, and so I don't see them going against each other as much as I see them teaming up with Klaus, I mean Marcel, even maybe the witches, to fight this larger force. But I also kind of see the power shifting, because now we know why Marcel has this power, and so it can't stay like that for long.
Is the larger power that's coming perhaps the tribe that Haley's family was and the wolf that's protecting her? Maybe they want the baby now.
Yeah, because they did the wolf marks. Those were some
big but she
wolf
said
marks.
Danielle said it's not a wolf and it's not a it's nothing you've seen before. So whatever it is, I don't really know what it is. But what I'm worried about right now is the baby. I mean, we see in the scenes from next week, Haley's in a lot of pain. It looked like she was bleeding in a pool or something.
Water birth, maybe?
That's what I thought. I was like, is this a water birth?
I don't know.
Yeah, the baby's coming. We're not killing. That baby ain't dying at all. That baby is going to come.
And I don't think Haley's dying either.
No.
Because, I mean, sometimes it goes either way, baby or mom, but I don't think that's going to be a thing.
Is the harvest going to happen? Is Davina going to die?
Not soon.
Yeah, not soon, but I could see the harvest happening or the coven kind of shift.
Yeah, that could happen.
And kind of be reintroducing new witches. Next week, I mean, it looks like it's going to solely be the witches versus Haley.
I wonder if what's coming is possibly not a who, but a what. Like, not a natural disaster, but something that we haven't thought about, you know?
I don't know. I feel like they've been hinting at, like, her birthmarks in this tribe, so maybe it's not just wolves.
Because not every wolf has that birthmark. That's specific to Haley.
Maybe it's a tribe that's not just the wolves, but maybe they control the wolves. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you see those marks when they were hunting down the bodies? Mm-hmm. The trees, and then, like, the paw prints even seemed, like, huge. Like, it didn't seem like...
Yeah.
They don't ever reference the werewolves as lycans, correct?
No.
No.
Which is another term for a certain type of werewolf in Monster World. I'm wondering if it could be something
a new
along
version,
that
yeah.
Line. I want to be in Monster World, man.
Me too. Although, I don't know, actually. They've been going through too much stuff. Their parties always get ruined. Yeah. All right, on that note, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Happy Halloween. Make sure you guys hit us up on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast, The Originals AfterBuzz TV. It's free. Leave us a comment. Show us some love. Rate us. 5 stars. You guys can also keep the conversation going with us at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also, keep it going with us on Twitter, Instagram. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
You can follow me at Cinematic Escape or bang my blog, Cinematic Escape.
And you can follow me at Paige Song.
At Roxy Stryer.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Bye. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.